Hello, Grace City. Wherever you are, at whichever time you're listening to this, I want to give you warm greetings and I speak blessings upon you. My name is Oscar, and today I will be reading Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 12. And I will be doing that in Spanish, just because Jacob said so. Starting with verse 9. Y Jehová dijo a Josué, hoy he quitado de vosotros. Oh, it's Spain, Spanish. It's fine. Verse 9. Y Jehová dijo a Josué, hoy he quitado de vosotros el oprobio de Egipto, por lo cual el nombre de aquel lugar fue llamado Gilgal hasta hoy. Y los hijos de Israel acamparon en Gilgal y celebraron la Pascua a los 14 días del mes, por la tarde en los llanos de Jericó. Al otro día de la Pascua comieron del fruto de la tierra los panes sin levadura y en el mismo día espigas nuevas tostadas. Y el maná cesó el día siguiente. Desde que comenzaron a comer del fruto de la tierra, los hijos de Israel nunca más tuvieron maná, sino que comieron de los frutos de la tierra de Canaán aquel año. Nice, very well. So I encourage you to go ahead and read this in English or any other language you are comfortable with. This passage basically goes over the emancipation of the Israelites from Egypt, which is kind of a big deal. There are two things that stood out to me from this passage. The first one is that it says right in the middle that they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at the plains of Jericho. And that, you know, Passover, it's a celebration of them finally leaving Egypt. And I'm sure many of you are aware of the parallels that are painted many times. And we are many times seen as the Israelites leaving Egypt. And sometimes I think maybe we should be more celebratory of the fact that we're in a much better place with Christ. So that's one thing that really stood out to me. And then the other thing is, towards the end there on verse 12, it says that the manna, which is, I believe at that point, the Israelites had been eating that from the sky for about like 40 years, I think. So it's a very significant period of time in which they gained that ability to finally settle down in their promised land and eat from the foot of the land, which is something they were not able to do before. Now, 4 years is a lot of time. I personally believe it did not have to be that long for them to finally make it to the promised land. But I see two things here that are very prominent in the Israelites having this stance of celebration, you know, keeping the Passover and being able to reap the food from the land. I sincerely, personally hope that everyone here is able to do the same and is able to not rely on the manna, which glory to God for providing for the Israelites, but I'll be tired of eating the same thing for that long, falling from the sky. And so it truly is a beautiful thing to be able to live off of the land that was promised to you. And I sincerely hope we all here at Grace City and collectively, sons of and daughters of God as a whole, are able to practice that, live life to the fullest where they should be, and not be under the yoke of Egypt. Big deal that this happened, and should all maybe be kind of celebratory of where we're at. You know, it's a good thing to be out of Egypt.
I sincerely hope everyone here
can take a look at their lives and gauge where they're at, how much of Egypt is within them still, how much they desire to go back to Egypt, and to take a look at the big deal that that was for the Israelites and realize how much of a big deal that is for us, and celebrate that we're with Christ. Though things might not look perfect, they rarely ever do, but we're fortunate to be in such a good place, to know that we have a loving Father. And my wish and prayer for everyone here and collectively is that we can all realize that. So yeah, thank you very much. Hope you don't mind the Spanish. I hate reading out loud in English, and we will see you all again soon. God bless.